No. Name. Case Pollard.
American.
Yes. As her eyes adjust to the gloom, she sees that he is partially reclining on a narrow berth that must be his bed, though it seems so steeply piled with what she takes to be wadded clothing that she doesn't see how he could sleep on it. A narrow folding table has been let down from the wall in front of him, one-legged. He jacks a pale cigarette into the corner of his mouth and leans forward. In the flare of his plastic lighter, she sees that the grimy, littered surface of the little table is formica, printed in that boomerang pattern from the 50s. There is a mound of butts there that may conceal in its base an actual ashtray, and three thick sheaves of banknotes bound with wide pink rubber bands. The coal of his cigarette flares mightily like a meteorite entering Earth's atmosphere, fully half the cigarette apparently consumed on that first draw. She braces herself for the exhalation, but it does not come. Instead, he stacks the sheaves of banknotes and pockets them, tucking them away into the tattered barber she remembers from Portobello. At last, he lets his breath out, and the caravan fills with smoke, though less of it than she would have expected. Sunlight, through a few small holes in the metal skin, shafts dramatically in, giving the space the look of a Ridley Scott set scaled for dolls.
"You know that bloody pole?"
"Yes."
"Reason enough to avoid you. You're wasting my time, darling."
The meteorite enters the atmosphere again, putting paid to the second half of the cigarettes. He stubs it out, or partially out, atop the mound. It occurs to her that she hasn't seen his left hand. Everything so far, the cigarette, the lighter, the banknotes, has been done with his right. "I can't see your left hand." In answer, the gun appears, perfectly captured in one of the sub-miniature Ridley Scott floodlights.
"I can't see either of yours."
She has never looked down the barrel of a gun before, and this one seems to have very little left to look down. A huge old top-opening revolver, its barrel and the front of the trigger guard sawed roughly away, the rusted metal showing the tooth marks of hasty filing. Baranov's hand, slender and filthy, is too small for the massive wooden grip. A lanyard ring swings from the pistol's butt, suggesting tall white helmets and the Raj. She lifts her hands, a gesture familiar, long ago, from a children's game.